is from Prince off his classic 1999 album. Also in this morning's entertainment, we have a new single from Beth Orton, and I decided to make her today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that, plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with something new from a band called Dearful. Dearful is really just the stage name for Emma Winston. Emma writes and plays a sugary synth-based pop or electropop, whatever you want to call it. Emma, super talented young woman, a multi-instrumentalist singer and songwriter. She got started on this solo path in the spring of 2015 with the release of a compilation CD by her now record label, which is called Where You Are Is Where It's At. And the compilation was called A Girl and a Gun. Dearful's first single was called Three Blind Mice. It was included in that collection. She's back with another single. It's called Moon Maps with the B-side of Hush. I have gone with the A-side. New music from Dearful here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you. Freeform Radio.
Tufts University 91.5. WMFO. TK here with you. It is music you might otherwise miss. Closing off the two-song set of the opening hour with a track from Stillwater Giants. They're another band I found on SoundCloud via their record label, Mucho Bravado. In 2012, they released a six-song EP entitled Fly Under the Radar, which is how I first discovered their style of music. They are a quartet out of Perth, Australia, and they create some wonderful surf rock, indie, pop music, however you want to classify them. They are back with a new single called Montage. And I just read that on this morning's Facebook, rather, on their page, that there is an album in the works. Changing musical direction with a band called The Death of Pop, which is an interesting name for a band. Anyway, The Death of Pop is a self-described, quote, jangle gaze five-piece out of London, consisting of Angus James, who handles guitar, vocals, and keys, his brothers Oliver, with guitars and vocals, and Tom, who handles the drum kit, plus Isaac Jones on bass, and George Abram, who is a non-musical fifth member, who assists in writing and in the artwork. The song I have for you this morning is a cover song. It's called Memory Babe. It was originally written by the band, the Boo Radleys. It was included in a compilation of Boo Radley songs called We Are All Boos. So new music from The Death of Pop here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Three, it's well three, you're magical, you've got three sides.
New material from Hannah Beck here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss, and we are in the middle of the new release show. Hannah Beck, B-E-C-H, is another one of those artists that reached out to me directly, which still just cracks me up. Anyway, Ms. Beck is from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, and all I can figure is I must be on some music web ring in Ontario. I receive more unsolicited, not that I'm complaining, music from that part of North America than anywhere else. Anyway, Hannah Beck is a classically trained musician that prefers creating and playing pop tunes with a flair of whimsy and a touch of theatrics. She just sent me her new song. It's called ABCs, which is what you just heard, and it's off her upcoming release, Naked Bones.
They just told us right away that we're going to house you, we're going to feed you, and every single one of his medical bills is just all taken care of.
They've saved my family from financial ruin. It allowed me and my wife both to focus on the most important thing, which was the health and well-being of our son.
We have phenomenal research, outstanding clinical care, and the generosity of public, which allow us to treat patients regardless of what it takes. And that's what makes St. Jude so magical.
At St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, families never receive a bill for treatment, travel, housing, or food, because the only thing a family should worry about is helping their child live.
Doctors send us the toughest cases to be treated at St. Jude, and our patients come from all over the world.
When we come here, they told me, don't worry, everything's been taken care of.
We could never repay St. Jude for what they've given us.
Because of you.
Gracias a ti.
Because of you.
There is St. Jude.
Next up is the second pre-release single from Case Lang Veers. So Case Lang Veers is quite the Canadian supergroup trio. That is Nico Case, Katie Lang, and Laura Veers. Three talented artists that have decided to combine their skills. The new album is self-titled, kinda. Scheduled for release on June 17th. The new track I have for you now is called Honey and Smoke, and it features prominently Miss Katie Lang on lead vocals, and she still just sounds sublime. New music from Case Lang Veers here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Honey in your
Stay right by the radio. We have today's lineage with Beth Orton right after the latest here from Temper Trap. New music from the Temper Tramp here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and this is music you might otherwise miss. The Temper Tramp, well, they are back with a new album. The new disc, the first of original material in 4 years, is titled Thick as Thieves, and set for release on the 10th of June. The song I Just Spun, Fall Together, is the official pre-release single. All right, it is time for our first feature. It's called Lineage. This is the part of the show when I like to feature a new tune from an artist, and I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun and helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's pick is Beth Orton. Now, Beth Orton is a terrifically talented British singer-songwriter. I guess I'd kind of put her in the folktronica sound range. I first found her in 1996 with the release of her breakout album, Trailer Park. She's been steadily working, collaborating, and releasing material. She's released 7 full-length albums over the years, with the latest being Kid Sticks, which is, I believe, has a street date of May 27th. Oh, by the way, Beth will be heading out on tour in support of this new album, and it includes a stop here in Boston. She'll be playing at the Brighton Music Hall on June 15th. And check out her website for more information on that as well. So this is Beth Orton. She is today's lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Gotta send where
Freeform Radio. Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Beth Orton, rather, with Someone's Daughter. It's off her fantastic Trailer Park album, which was originally released in 1996. Hey, if you want to check out today's new release show playlist, I have posted it entirely at my website, which is tksmusic.com. While you're perusing the playlist, you can also take a look at the free downloads I've made available for you. There's some videos housed in there as well. And there's an email function if you want to send me a note. It's all there for you online. Check it out, tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here with the day today with a visit to the reissue release of the week. It's from Prince. The album that has been reissued is his breakout album, 1999, which came out originally in 1982. With the, premature passing of Prince, I felt I should play something from his vast library of music. At the time I was putting the show together, this part of the show together, there was no reissue out of Prince yet, but I just want to honor his work. Of course, after his passing, his album sales went through the roof, and I'm sure all his albums will be reissued shortly. The album, 1999, this was amazing. Had such great tunes on it, like the title track, Delirious, and of course, Little Red Corvette, which is what you're going to hear right now. So this is Prince with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Call me, 'cause if you don't, you gon' ride it.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5, WMFO, TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Thanks for joining me here on a Tuesday morning. Closing up that two-song set was another new song from a band called Sales, and that is S-A-L-E-S, all capitals. The album is simply titled Sales-LP. I played several tracks from it already, and playing another tune from Sales today, and later in today's show, rather. I guess I'm doing so. I guess so. I know I'm doing so in honor of their visit here to Boston tomorrow, Wednesday night, as a matter of fact. They are playing at the Middle East, and they're opening for Tangerine, and I'm going. Track I just had for airplay there is a deeper cut from the new disc, and that is called Crash. Next on the playlist is a band called Hockey Dad. They are two guys, Zach Stevenson and Billy Fleming from Wollongong in Australia. They play surf rock inspired music. I found them last year with the release of their single Can't Have Them, which is included in the new yet to be released album from them called Baronia. New album is due out, I think, to reach stores on August 12th. The new single from this duo is called So Tired. New music from Hockey Dad here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. We'll be right back.
to begin.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Closing off that two-song set was new stuff from Sunny and the Sunsets. This little folk pop outfit makes San Francisco their home. They like to keep busy. They've released 6 albums in the last 6 years, with the latest one being called Moods Baby Moods, which is has a street date of May 27th. The official pre-release single is called Well But Strangely Hung Man. However, I was able to procure a deeper cut, the track you just sampled, which is called, I guess it's kind of a quasi-title track, which is simply called Moods. Let's keep the tunes going here with a new track from a band called Nelipot, which I have come to discover is Australian slang for those who go without shoes. This indie alt pop rock slash Coastal Blues Trio, as they describe themselves, is from the Central Coast region of Australia, and they just got picked up by A&R Records, which is an Aussie music service company. Their first joint effort is a single called Coming Coast, and its official release date is May 6th. By the way, the song is not yet available here in the States, but I'll let you know if it does or when. New music from Nelipot here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
For the past 6 weeks, and the fact that
coast again.
WMFO TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss. Let me slip in one more from a band called The Good Boys. They are like a 1960s throwback alt-pop trio based in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Their record label, Calvert Music, describes the threesome this way, quote, more Ed Sullivan than MTV. The Good Boys celebrate a time when a band dressed in suit jackets and neckties could turn a room of well-behaved teenagers into a frenzy of dancing, screaming super fans, unquote. To me, that sounds spot on. The new EP is titled Teen Rock and just dropped April 22nd. The track I have to share with you is called Not What You Think. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.
She said, why don't you stop coming around here? I know what you're thinking. I can say that I don't approve. I say I'm not what you think at all. You know, you know, you know better than you think you do. If not, write it down. I'm telling you that I won't stay for long. She said that I know, I know, I know better than you think I do. I'm much too young to be stuck loving you, so and I